Now he goes on to say, verse 16, I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall when I cast him down to Sheol with those who descend into the pit. That is, that's the grave. And all the trees of Eden, the choice and best of Lebanon. Now the tree is cut down. And where does Pharaoh go? Well, he's down in Sheol. Now what does he discover? Verse 18, to whom art thou thus like in glory and in greatness among the trees of Eden? Yet shalt thou be brought down with the trees of Eden into the lower parts of the earth. Thou shalt lie in the midst of the uncircumcised with those who are slain by the sword. This is Pharaoh and all his multitude, saith the Lord God. Now, when he got down to Sheol, he found out that these other rulers that had been slain, they were down there too. And he discovered something else, that there is a democracy in death. We speak a great deal today of integration. There's nothing that will integrate the rich and the poor, the black and the white, the male and female, those at the top of the social ladder and those at the bottom of it, like death. All are brought to the same level. Not only where the body is placed, but the spirit. And I think that one of the probably startling things that's going to happen to some people is that they're going to find out that they're not, as an atheist said, me in Nashville, man's just like a dog when he dies. He's just like a dog dying. He's going to be surprised when he moves into a place and find out who all's there. It's going to be quite a company. And quite a company of those that didn't believe that there was an afterlife and that there was going to be a judgment of the lost. And they're now all on the same par. You talk about integration, that's when you're going to really have it. All on the same plane. All on the same basis. All have come to the same place. That's where the spirits go, those that have rejected today the Lord Jesus. They are not there because they're sinners. They're there because they've rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. And they are the ones that will be judged, I think, as no one else will be judged, of course. To turn your back upon him is a sin of sin because they believe not on me. How terrible it is not to trust Christ as your Savior. Say, a great deal could be said about this passage of Scripture, this particular section here. It opens up a new area altogether. Someone has called this the Dante's Inferno of the Bible. It's like that. The lost do go to a place. The Lord Jesus called it a place of torment. And waiting for the judgment, because I think when they're there, they're all going to say, oh, I'm going to appear before God, and I'll get things straightened out there because I was a pretty good fella. Then when they stand in the presence of the one that was crucified for them, they're going to find out their puny little works didn't amount to much down here, and that they have a fallen nature, they have no capacity for God, no interest in God at all. And where else would God put them? Do you think he can take you to heaven, friends, when you're in rebellion against him? This is a passage of Scripture that we're looking at here.